Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. And not only is it Friday, it's Good Friday. So today, I hope you're having a beautiful day, all right? You can create that for yourself. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, on this podcast, your girl talks about everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, changing your habits, your beliefs, your thoughts, okay, and changing your mindset, all right, and tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative and create things that you love, okay. And I created this podcast to help you shift your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. And I may sound a little calm today. I may not sound a little bit live because, you know, your girl is in that mood. So today I was going to talk about water, but I think I'm going to save that for next week because I'm out of town and I don't have all the information that I want to give you. So I don't want to cut you short or leave out anything that's important for you when we're talking about water. So, this week, I'm going to be talking about tarot cards, all right? And I did a tarot spread this morning that I'm going to go in depth on for a Good Friday. But I want to talk about a reading that I done for someone. So, let's get into it. So, this lady, she asked me, you know, her question was for me, will I change my ways? Will I ever change my ways? And the first thing that came to my mind was, and you know, it's like not to be funny or anything, but the first thing that came to my mind was, well, that's your choice. Only you know whether or not you want to change your ways, okay? Because you know your girl, for the people in the back, you know your girl always talk about change. Your habits and your beliefs and what you value and all of those things, okay? So I just thought that Chris' question was kind of crazy. But again, I like to say that there are no stupid questions. And so I did the reading for the lady. And, you know, I just broke it down like, if you choose to change your ways, then yes, the answer is yes. If that is your choice. But if you continue to stay in the same mindset and stay stuck in your ways and your beliefs, then no, you're going to stay stuck. And that's basically how I broke it down. Only you can make that choice of whether or not you want to change or shift something in your environment, in your life, okay? That's not up to another person to do. That's on you, fam. That's all on you. And so I just broke all of that down, you know, a little bit more intellectually, a little bit more compassionately, so that she can understand that essentially it's up to you to decide whether or not you want to change the way you are or not. So, with that being said, since it's Good Friday, and you know I love you all so, so much for listening to this podcast, and I like to give you good vibes all the time. So, Good Friday. Spread. Overall energy for today is the High Priestess. Now, those of you who don't know much about tarot, I am going to break it down so that you can understand what I'm talking about here. So, the High Priestess card is upright. It's not in reverse. So, this card represents wisdom, inner knowing, you know, divine energy, knowledge, okay, balance, okay, in your life. So, that's what's going on, right? Like, you have this knowing. You know what you need to do. You know what you need to go out and create and complete, all right? You know that. You have that knowing. you have all access to whatever you need to make that happen. That's what the high priestess represents. She is high on her throne. She has the moon energy, all right? She has her emotions in check. They are in balance, okay? She has an infinite amount of knowledge because she is connected to God, the universe, you know, this knowing. She also knows a lot more than what you think she knows, just like you. You know a lot more than what you think you know. You just haven't tapped into it yet. So that's the overall energy of today. Like, you know what you want. You know how to get it. You may not know exactly, but you have an idea about how to go out and start. So the next card that came out is the Ten of Pentacles. And the Ten of Pentacles, pentacles are an earth element, first of all and foremost. So it's about success, wealth, money, prosperity, okay? And the Ten of Pentacles represents you, all right? You being stable, basically. You're stable right now in your financial security. You're secure, you're stable, you got it like that, okay? And you're able to give to others, okay? It's about contribution. So now that you're stable and able to give to others, you're out here helping other people live their lives the best way that they can. In any way. It doesn't have to be in financially. In any way that you can give, you're out here giving, okay? That's what this energy is today. You know, go out and give something to somebody. Give your time. Give your energy. Hold on one moment. My phone is ringing. Okay, so where was I? Okay, so the Ten of Pentacles, yeah. So you can give your time. You can give your energy. It doesn't always have to be about giving actual funds out to somebody for the people in the back not listening. So maybe today you feel you can go help somebody. Go help somebody move. Go help somebody do something. All right? Give somebody a ride. Whatever it is. Okay? And the next card that came out is the Five of Wands in reverse. But the Five of Wands in reverse with this Ten of Pentacles. So first let me talk about this before I get into that. Wands represents fire. Okay? That's the element for wands. So wands is that fire, that passion, that creativity that burns in you, all right? That action, okay? So the people on this card, if you look at it upright, there's one person fighting three people, okay? And there's five wands. So basically this person is, you know, fighting off this the struggle that they're in. But this card being in reverse with this Ten of Pentacles means that struggle is over, baby. You ain't got to fight no more. All right? The struggle is over. Reversals mean that the card is upside down, if you don't know. For those that don't know. Okay? So, yeah. The struggle is over. You ain't got to worry about fighting to be in a certain position or fighting to live a certain way. You all right? You're there, all right? And if you aren't there just yet, because this reading is for the collective listeners here, but if you aren't there just yet, you're on your way there because this is the energy that you're creating for today. And by having this Ten of Pentacles in this spread with this Five of Wands in reverse, you're able to give more because you no longer struggle in some area of your life. So be thankful today. Be thankful for what you have already and what you're able to give. And even if it's not that much, it is enough for somebody. And it should be enough for you. So the next card and the final card that came out in this spread is the Queen of Wands. And again, remember I told you. Remember what I said for the people in the back not listening. Ones is about fire, that passion, that determination, that action to get things done. And if you're the queen of ones, then you got it. You got it like that. You sit on your throne high and mighty because you already know that you are the queen of creation. You make it happen. And today I want y'all to go out there and make it happen. You feel me? I want y'all to go out and live your best life because you are determined. You are inspired. You are capable of creating that life that you desire. You are the queen of wands. You are courageous. You are confident. You are independent. Okay? You are completely, like, this queen of wands with this high priestess is like, you know you the shit, basically. Like, you know you got it. You sitting on your throne and you got this upbeat feeling about yourself. Like, you out here in these streets, you socializing, you networking, you doing whatever it is you need to do to achieve your goals, and you making it happen because you out here engaging with people and you out here building this social status for yourself. And if, again, if you're not there yet, this is what you need to do on this Good Friday. This Good Friday, okay? This is what you need to do. Don't be afraid of your own power to create for the people in the back. Do not be afraid of your own power to create. Create what you feel you need to create and put it out in this world, because that's the only way it's going to be seen, baby. Because you have so much to offer. You have so much to give. So allow your light to shine bright. Believe in yourself. There go that belief again that we talked about in the last episode. Believe in yourself. You know, and what you stand for. And don't be afraid to speak up and be heard. You know, can't nobody silence you. You're capable of all of these things in this spread today. And again, don't forget the overall energy is you knowing that you're capable of this. You know this. You know how to express yourself fully. You know how to create a first powerful impression and how to win people over quickly. That's your power. You know how to make that happen because that's your personality. That personality that you cultivated, that we talked about in that last episode. Yeah, that's you, baby. You can do that. Do that. I just got this vibe with me today. You know, with these card readings, it's a certain way that I come at people when I talk to them because I want them to feel good. I want them to feel the embodiment of, you know, high vibrations and empowered to go out and be their best selves. So that's how I speak to people when I'm, you know, in my zone here doing these readings. So if you would like a reading, let me just throw in this plug. If you like a reading, head on over to my Etsy shop. There's a link in the description of this episode. I do intuitive readings in depth with more cards than this here. This is just for today. But I go in depth. I get all up in your business, okay? I ask for guidance from your angels, your guides, God, the universe, whatever you want to refer to it as. I ask for that. I ask to tap into your energy and allow me to see what you need to know in that moment. So I get all up in your business. That's just what it is, okay? And, you know, you can find that on my Etsy shop. It's $11.11 for an in-depth reading, and I'm going to give you the best possible wisdom and information and divine energy, and I allow it to flow through me so that I can give it to you. You know, I ask God to use me as a tool. These cards are tools. You know, just like money. Money is a tool. You use it. So, if you want that, holla at your girl. Check out the link in my Etsy shop. It is intuitive, in-depth reading. But anyways, the Queen of Wands, all right, allows people to be drawn to you, like-minded people, okay? And they're drawn in by your energy, okay? You're pulling them in slowly, all right? You done roped them in, and now you got them hooked. Now you're pulling them in. But they're drawn to your energy, your passion, what you're passionate about, and your enthusiasm, how you feel, okay? What you're excited about. And so you're building these connections so that together you all can create some positive change in this world. Like me and you, we can do this together. So today, you know. You got it. You can create it. There's no more struggle. You're full of determination to make it happen. So let's do it. Let's do it together. So I thank you for listening to this podcast. That's going to conclude this reading for today. Go follow me on Instagram at the Guiding Light Guru and at Magical Beings to view this spread physically so that you can see it. Because I don't really kind of go in depth over there, but it is there, you know, as an inspiration for today. But again, I thank you for listening to this podcast. It's Friday. It's high day. And I hope I've raised your level of consciousness. I hope that I've got you excited about today. And it don't matter when you're listening to this. It don't matter if you listen to it on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. Like I always say, every day is Friday, all right? Every day is a day of opportunity and possibilities for you to raise and change and shift your mindset. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I love you. Have a wonderful Easter and all of that good stuff, if that's what you do, all right? If not, I still love you in this realm I'm in right now. So, have a beautiful day. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay, so you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay, and guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are, as well as on my Etsy shop. You can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, on my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.